Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
We know that you love football because that's why you come here and listen to us each and every day. But we have some great aspects of football that we don't get a chance to talk about enough. And that's about the pregame and some of the festivities the fans do. Well, we're going to do that tonight with a very special guest talking about the tailgating challenge coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of Pigskin Dispatch. Welcome once again to the Pig Pen, your portal to positive football history. And today we have a special episode. We're going to talk about an aspect of the game that we don't get to talk a lot about, and that's before the game. You know, we love attending live sporting events. And hey, after all, you know, we're sports fans. And what a great way to get amped up for the game and, just hang out with buddies and fans that get there a little bit early. And we're fortunate enough today to talk to a renowned expert on tailgating, the products to use. And he's also has the largest tailgating social media platforms in the world. And that's Luke Lorick. Luke Lorick, welcome to the Pigpen.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me on today. I look forward to talking some tailgating and my passion of what goes on, like you said, before the big game.
Yeah. Now, Luke, I guess maybe before we get into your story, maybe you can give us a little bit of background of your fandom, what got you so interested in tailgating.
Yeah, so I went to the University of South Carolina. So I graduated 2004. So I'm a go Gamecocks kind of guy. And so I went to like all the tailgates, right? As growing up, we went to them after school. And I graduated, I was still going to them. So passionate about that, love doing it. It was a way to get out there with family, with friends, and just like relax, right? And cut back. It's like, you know, you have your phone on you, but you're not looking at them. Right? In real America, I feel like nowadays, like we're on our phone a bunch, but like when you're doing that, you're actually connecting, you're grilling, you're talking, you're listening to music, you're playing some of the yard games out there. And so it's just something that like really was like my happy space. And so I remember that like that's where it started. And so like after a couple of business degrees, I was like, how do I take my passion of tailgating and like some of the business knowledge I have and put them together to do something that could be fun and not feel like work? And so it's still a side hustle. A tailgating challenge is still a side hustle for me, but it doesn't feel as much like work because I'm just so passionate. I just love doing the stuff and meeting the people like you and sharing my story and helping people hopefully have a little more fun getting out there if they're tailgating.
Hey, that's what the games are all about. The games are made to be fun, you know, that is for entertainment. And if we can entertain ourselves before the real entertainment, that's even all the better. Now, at South Carolina, is there any special traditions of the pregame? Is there any like special, you know, some schools have like the players march out, you know, a couple hours before game time, you know, go into the stadium or a band playing? Is there anything special at South Carolina that people could look forward to at a pregame?
Yeah, I would say that those are things that do happen at the University of South Carolina. The one thing to me that's the iconic about my university is the cockaboose. And so the cockaboose, they're actually old railroad cars because there was a railroad that ran right beside the stadium and they're parked there now. And they're basically luxury places to tailgate. So people literally have these bought. Some of them cost probably more than my first house did. But you get to tailgate in the right beside the stadium. And so that's one of the iconic things when you come to the University of South Carolina, is like, go check out like the cockabooses that are parked there by the stadium. It's just something different and really cool. Like that's the biggest thing in my opinion.
So these are like literal train cabooses that they've fixed up and made luxurious. Okay. And how many of those are there outside the stadium?
Ooh, now that's a good question. Somebody from South Carolina is going to quote me on this, but there's somewhere probably around like 15 to 20. So not a lot. Wow. But there's a few of them that are out there in a few different places around the stadium.
Wow, that is different. I've never heard of that tradition. I got to make sure I get down there sometime. It's going on my bucket list right now.
There you go.
So, okay, well, let's get into it. You have a story to share with us about the tailgating challenge and your tailgating passion. So maybe I guess that's a good place to start here.
Sure. So, like I said, it all started on a dark night in Sugar Hill, Georgia, when I was living outside of Atlanta. And I remember my now father-in-law, like kind of like planted the seed, because he could see that my wife and I were serious. We weren't married or engaged at the time, but he kind of saw it and just kind of shared that like we were both like working for like bigger things within our like professions in corporate America and everything. And he didn't say the word side hustle, but like he kind of like you need just like something else to do, right? Something to put your money, your time, your investment, whatever that looks like. And so like, I still remember that to this day where he told me that and where I was. And I remember like, it didn't come to me right away, but it was like probably a couple months later, I was getting in bed at night and I was like, tailgating challenge. Like it just hit me. It was just like we have those ideas sometimes. It was like tailgating challenge is what it is. And so I got out of bed and I made a Facebook page with the vision being like, okay, I love tailgating. I love business. Now, how do we bring these two together and have some fun? And so like my thought, like starting out was going to be like, okay, I'm going to hopefully meet some cool people and get to test some cool products. Because like my big thing was like, man, if I can just like get some cool gear in, because my tailgating, like I didn't have like a ton of money coming out of college. And so I have, not that you need a lot of money to have a fun tailgate, please don't get me mistaken. But like I had like a $20 Walmart cooler. We would buy Subway sandwiches before the game and get a case of Busch Light, right? And like that was like our tailgate. We didn't really have like all the like the luxury. We didn't have a cockaboose by any stretch of the imagination as I got out of college. And so I was like, man, some tailgating gear would just be really fun to get. And so like that was the first part of like trying to work with companies to see if they would like send me something so that I could give an honest review on their product. And put it out there and share it with the community. Well, let me tell you this, when you don't have any followers and you're just starting out, not a lot of companies are even going to return your calls or your emails. But I remember a couple of them did. And like, that was still, I still have those first two products. And those were, it was Polar Bear cooler. So it was a soft cooler. They even put tailgating challenge actually on the cooler stitched in for me. Uh-huh. And there was it was a grilling company. They're no longer in business, but they sold, I think like you could put your burger, your hot dog on it, and it would kind of blaze like the logo of your team onto your meat. And so I still save those. I have both of those just as kind of like memories. I've worked now with over 700 companies, right? And I've done a ton of different product reviews and have product coming in to the point of my wife's like, she's like, our last house, she's like, you need a basement. We finally got a basement so I could keep all the stuff down here.
She wanted to be able to park her car in the garage, right?
Yeah, well, the garage still has, yeah, well, that's another story for another day. But yeah, like that's how it all started, was just like trying to have some fun, get some products and see what would happen. And now almost 10 years later, here we are with a quarter of a million social media followers. Founded three national days, National Tailgating Day, National Homegating Day, and National Yard Games Day. Worked with 700 companies, and just like my next thing on my bucket list for this year is setting a Guinness World Record that I have to get some work on. Now that the snow's finally melting out here in Colorado, is some stuff that requires to be outdoors. I can't say what it is. Yes, I'm going to be a big tease right now, but until it's done, can't share that. But hopefully that'll be something that'll be kind of a fun, like tailgating inspired type world record that we can put out there here later this year.
Wow, that sounds definitely cool. Maybe you could explain. Now, you just described three different things that you represent. You know, national tailgating. We understand what tailgating is. Mm-hmm. What's homegating? And I'm sorry, you had a third one that slipped me right now.
Yeah, so the third one was National Yard Games.
Okay. Maybe you could explain those two items to us.
Sure. We'll start with the home gating, because that's something that it's started to grow a little bit. I founded that day in 2019, which ironically was right before COVID, and like everything changed, right, with tailgating and how we celebrate and do things with each other. So home gating is essentially taking the tailgating party and bringing it to your house. And so like a lot of us do that already. We just probably didn't know it was called home gating. So it's like, you know, it's on Super Bowl Sunday. And so to me, like that's the most iconic day for home gating, because the majority of us not going to make it to the Super Bowl, right? But we invite friends over, we grill out, we have the foods, we play the games, we watch the big games. So we do all the things we normally do at a tailgate, but we do it at the house. And so that's what home gating is. The other one is yard games. Like everyone thinks of, like, when you think of tailgating, like, let me ask you, what's the first game you think about when you think about tailgating, if you're going to go play?
Oh, cornhole.
Cornhole, right? Yeah, that is there, because like cornhole and beer pong are the two things that are synonymous, I feel like, with tailgating. But as I got into this and started like seeing more and more companies that were making like really cool games, there's nothing wrong with cornhole or beer pong. Iconic classic games, I love them, but there are so many other fun games out there that are different and that I can really engage people and have a lot of fun. And so like, as I tested product after product after product with all these new games, I was like, you know, there should be a day, right, where we just get outside and go play some of these yard games. And so like, I put that one like the first day of summer. I thought that was just a good day to get outside, because it's just that reminder, like people are probably on summer break. The weather hopefully is nice for it, and you can get outside and actually play some of those games with your friends and loved ones. And again, just have a way of having fun, disconnecting from maybe society, your phone, television, whatever you want to say, because we probably all need more fresh air and more like face-to-face human interaction to keep our mental well-being.
Yeah, most definitely. Boy, those are brilliant ideas, you know, and there is quite a few different yard games, especially the last decade or so. It just seems like there's all kinds of things coming out that are interesting, and one's golf related. There's, we just talked to a gentleman a couple months ago that had a football related game, QB54, and yep, he came and talked about that. That's an interesting game. You know, there's just so many different things with frisbees and bean bags and gosh, just about anything. There's so many ingenious people out there coming up with these very innovative games. So yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, no. So mark your calendars for National Tailgating Day, which is the first Saturday of September. Home Gating Day is Super Bowl Sunday, and National Yard Games Day is the first day of summer. So if you need a reason to get out there, celebrate, have some fun, and crack open a cold one, here's your reminder.
Okay. What would they expect if they signed up, you know, to follow you on Facebook or any of the other social medias? When you get closer to those certain days, do you give them like some ideas of what to do on those days, or some things to try, or what can somebody expect on your social media?
Yeah. So I'll say we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Reddit, TikTok, YouTube. As we move forward, because what I do, I literally test products all year long. So I'm putting out new content with new products that I test every single week. And so as we approach these special days to me, these national days, I put out a top 10 list. So I'm going to say, like, here's like my top 10 favorite like yard games to get you ready for National Yard Games Day. And so I always like to say this part too, because I feel like, unfortunately, on social media, a lot of places, everybody's getting paid to say everything. And so that's one of the things that I don't think everyone always believes me for it. But the truth and the reality of it is that I don't take any money from companies to do a review for their product. I don't take money from any company to put them on a top 10 list. This is truly, you know, my thoughts, my opinion, and what I think is good. And I like to think that at this point, after 10 years of doing this, I kind of consider myself a subject matter expert on a lot of these things. I'm not perfect. Please don't send your hate mail if you don't like one of the products that I like.
You sort of take the consumer review approach to it. You get the product sent to you, you test them, you give your honest opinion of them. And that's why people are your followers.
Yeah, I like to create a genuine and honest relationship for it. I don't ever want to be a puppet, right? Because it's like, sure, like a company could throw money at you and say, hey, say this about it. But it's like, I have to look myself in the mirror at the end of the day. And if I have a following for it and they don't believe me, or it's like they go buy something that I think is good, or because someone told me to do that, then like that just doesn't seem right. It doesn't sit well with me. And so that's why I tell all companies up front. Like there's a company that I'm doing a top 10. This is not for a holiday, but I'm doing a top 10 for the top table games, because there's a lot of like really fun table games, like outside of like, you know, Monopoly and some of those board games that have kind of that home gating or tailgating flair to it. And so, you know, one of them said, well, you know, yeah, we, as long as you include us in here, you know, we'll send you the product. We'll put your logo on and everything. And I told him, I was like, while I think your game's going to be fun, I can't say for sure I'm going to put you in there until I actually play it, because that seems like a reasonable thing. How's a top 10 list made if you don't even know if the product's any good, because you haven't actually touched it and played it before? So, yeah, that's our next one.
Oh, well, that's definitely cool. And I'm sorry, did I interrupt your story?
I think I feel like I'm just going, because once you get me on something, I'm going to keep talking about it. So feel free to interrupt.
I throw out these rabbit holes, so I apologize with too many questions, but I don't want to interrupt your story so you can get completed.
Yeah, no. So I think I'm good. So okay. At this point.
Okay. Now, okay. So you gear it totally towards like football games, or is this like all sporting events, you know, like baseball or the Olympics or, you know, NASCAR? Do you have these are geared at all those or just football?
Yeah. So I found that over the years that a lot of the products that showcase, like there's a lot of crossover between things. There's obviously certain things that are going to be more relegated to football. I'm looking right now, I got a new product in. It's literally a koozie made from an old baseball glove. So obviously that's going to have more of a baseball flair. So some of the stuff is very segmented, but there's so many things, like when you think about the yard games, you think about grilling products, you think about food products, like that's going to cross over for like all different types of sports, or even those, like there's some people that follow us that probably aren't even big sports fans, but they love the outdoors and they love what those products do, like for the camping and the get togethers they have in their neighborhood. And so that's part of it too. I learned is like there's so much of the stuff that it's not just for the tailgate, but it's things you can use for the tailgate and all these other uses too that a lot of people find.
Okay, so you're not just dealing with the games that you play, you're dealing with the coolers, like you said, koozies, mm-hmm. I'm assuming like chairs and pop-up tents or shelters and things of that sort.
Oh yeah. No, it's been like one of the products we just did. We went tailgating for the Harlem Globetrotters this past weekend. Not a lot of tailgaters for Harlem Globetrotters, but we were out there because we'll tailgate for about anything. but I have this new chair. And so it's called the Giant Kingpin chair. It's literally, I haven't found a bigger chair yet. This is the biggest tailgating chair that I've ever seen. It's like as tall as I am. My feet dangle when I sit on it. It has 6 cup holders, a built-in cooler. So it's just something fun. And so that's one of the things too. I like to showcase things that are fun, different, and unique versus just saying like, well, here's a hard cooler. It keeps stuff cold. Like that's not fun. That's not right. Different.
Right.
And so it's like in doing this, like I know some of those things are going to be unique and different to help showcase to people that maybe haven't seen it before. And that's part of the fun too, is that, you know, A, I get to like test some of the stuff out, but B, it's always cool too when people are like, wow, like, thank you for showing me this, because this is something I didn't even know existed until we saw it on your site. And so that's kind of a cool thing too. And I put my face behind everything. So I know there's some brands that just like, you know, here's a stock photo of something, but it's like, you're going to see this face. Probably can't see it on the show right now, but you can see it as we're interviewing on everything, because I feel like that keeps it real. That keeps it genuine, because there's a face behind all the stuff that's coming out there too, and not just like the mystery man behind the door. You have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, that's very true. That gives a little bit of realism to it, and and some empathy to the people watching. Now, you said something that people are surprised. Hey, I've never seen that before. What are maybe, besides the giant chair with the cooler on it you just told us about, what's maybe something over the last 10 years that's like really knocked your socks off when you got it, you know, the package comes in from, you know, your parcel delivery, and you open it up and you're like, oh my gosh, this is something I didn't expect. What, do you have anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a few of those. I'm looking at one right now. It's in my house that was in our top 10 for National Home Gating Day. And so it's a speakeasy vault. So it looks like it's an American flag. That's just like a beautiful piece of art. But then you flash a key fob over it and it unlocks and it opens up and there's like a speakeasy like bar behind it. So you got that. We have a fire pit that actually has a built-in sound system, which that's cool, but it takes it to the next level because there's also a button on there that makes the fire then dance to the music that you're playing. And so like that's something too, then people see that they kind of have that double take. I was like, is that fire really dancing to the music that's playing? Yeah, it is. The motorized coolers, that's one that's always fun and just iconic tailgating where you can just jump on a cooler and then just like drive off. For us, that's another one that's always been fun for me. The remote control cooler was one that we had a lot of fun with this past year because that was still a year. Like last year, like we were still kind of in COVID and like tailgating was back, but it's like, you know, usually like people come together, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this remote control cooler that had a sound system built into it. I'm going to drive it with my remote controller over to somebody and just say, hey, grab a beer out of there. Please drink responsibly. Don't partake if you're under 21 years of age, all that stuff the attorneys would tell us to say. But we had a good time, you know, doing that too, of just like having a remote control cooler. Cause that's another thing. People are like, is that cooler just driving up to me like by itself?
So somebody's like reaching in to get the beer you tell them to get, and then the thing pulls away from them. So you're saying,
yeah, I mean, you could, right? It's whatever you do with your remote control.
Hey, I didn't get a chance to dig in the ice to get down to the bottom once. Yeah, that would be pretty cool. All right. Well, hey, that is some neat stuff. Now, why don't you, before we have you go, why don't you share your social media and anything else you want to share, website, call out?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. So like I said, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok. Type in tailgating challenge. If you type in tailgating challenge, all of that stuff will pull up on any of those channels that you're looking for. We put all of our videos on YouTube. So I say that's a great spot to go. Like if you're just looking to see like some of the new stuff we're getting and want to watch it in action, YouTube is a great place for us too. Our website, tailgatingchallenge.com. You can find us on there too. And just as I tell everybody, like I appreciate every fan we have. I know like I don't take anything for granted, even though we've grown and had some good stuff. Like there's still more I want to do. And I know it's through fans. It's through awesome fans of how we're able to do more to continue to spread our tailgating gospel out there. It's all of our tailgating friends that want to learn more about the products that we get to test.
Well, that is definitely cool. Okay, I got one last question. Okay, now it's tailgating challenge. What's the challenge part? What comes in there? Is there something you're challenging your consumers, or is it the challenge to you to test the products?
So it's one of these things that I get that question. And so it kind of could be a few different things. One of the main things, like when I first had the name, is really to challenge you to tailgate better. Right. And whatever that, it doesn't mean always spending more money. Sometimes it could just mean challenge you to get out there and go tailgate, right? To have some of the fun. But the challenge is like, here's some of the new products. How can you utilize them to have maybe more fun with your family and friends? So again, the challenge can be a lot of different things. It's what people think it can be. But the big part is we just challenge you to tailgate a little bit better and have a little bit more fun.
Well, that is definitely some inspiration as the weather's getting nicer here, getting closer to spring around us folks like you and I that live up north where we get the white stuff on the ground. We're definitely all looking forward to getting outdoors more and do some things without having the coats and jackets on and doing some of these things, the tailgating and the yard gating and the home gating. It all sounds like a great time. Luke Lorick, I appreciate you coming on here and telling us about the tailgating challenge and what you do. It's definitely interesting, and we appreciate you.
All right, I'll leave everybody with my motto. Don't hate, just tailgate. The world would be a better place if we all did that.
Very wise words indeed. Thank you very much, Luke.
Thanks, all.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.